can call it Battle of the Bands or Paul Ryan's Hope. Freedom Caucus versus the Tuesday Group. I have all their albums. Both groups need to compromise for there to be a deal in the House on a new health care package. We may be there. Our Washington, D.C. correspondent Todd Zwillick is here. So, Todd, has the music stopped?
It hasn't yet. You know, you described it right, John. The conservatives in the Freedom Caucus trying to strike a deal with the Tuesday group, that's essential. The right wing and the moderates need to reach agreement within the Republican conference here to get an Obama repeal and replace that's been promised. Here's what the amendment looks like it does. It's going to give states the option to opt out of a lot of insurance mandates, important ones under Obamacare, and things called essential health benefits. Let me deal with those two things. First of all, essential health benefits, insurance companies under Obamacare in the individual market have to cover things like emergency care, like maternity care, prenatal care, pediatrics, lab services. This deal would give states the option to opt out of those mandates, cover some, not others. In addition, you know, John, one of the most important parts of this whole thing, and you know this, pre-existing conditions, right? The one thing in Obamacare that everybody loves, guaranteed coverage. They can't deny you because you have a history of diabetes or cancer or a broken arm or something like that. Well, under this deal, you still have guaranteed access to insurance if you have a pre-existing condition. But here's the rub. Insurance companies would be able to charge anything they want for that access if your governor opts out. That's the option there, to give states the option to opt out. Now, is this deal, first of all, going to get to the floor for a vote? Maybe. The language is out. There could be a vote as soon as Saturday if Paul Ryan and leadership can round up the votes for a quick vote here. Or it could go into next week or not at all. We don't know. Here's Tom Cole. He's been on the show before. He speaks for leadership. He's from Oklahoma. He says things are coming along.
You know, we obviously had problems at both ends of our conference. And it looks like the you know, in the intervening break, those differences have narrowed. That's good.
Well, that's a sound of compromise, but are they really going to get there?
That's a sound of compromise in the House, and
right.
I'm gonna open a new movie that you've seen before. This then goes to the Senate, where nobody I talked to last night, having just seen the outlines of this new deal, was impressed at all. You remember that before the repeal plan a couple of weeks ago collapsed under its own weight in the House, there were Republicans all over the Senate laughing at this thing, saying, oh boy, are we going to open this thing up and change it when it gets here. Here is Senator Tom Tillis. He's a doctor. He's a leader on health care, even though he's a freshman. And he made it clear that the surgery's not over here.
They can't dictate what the Senate does, and we can't dictate what they do.
Is there really this division between the House and Senate, even though both are GOP?
Oh, it's gigantic. The Senate is much more moderate in its overall politics and way more moderate on health care. They have different priorities. Don't forget, senators don't react to every election the way House members do. They're not as prone to do what Donald Trump wants. They have six-year terms, and they have to live longer with the consequences. This deal is far from over.
Todd Zwillick, takeaway DC correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.